Hello again, guys. Welcome. You know what? Time flies when you're having fun. We are looking ahead to racing on the weekend. Not the features on Saturday or Sunday, but the double header of local action on Friday here on A Sure Thing. Also not the meeting during the day at Fairview in the Eastern Cape, but this one. Under the lights at Hollywood Beds Greyville, we're there for a worthy cause. It's the Pink Drive charity race meeting. Love the change that winning form also made to the cover of their publication, all in support of a worthy cause. 9 races on the card on Friday night, the first getting underway at 15:38. It's on the turf, and I do think there's money to be made. There's also 1.3 million rand up for grabs in the Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge, all because it's Halloween. So make sure you put your selections through 5 minutes before the off. Play the bet slip, because that will put you in line for all the incentives that are up for grabs if you were to pick all the winners on the card. Right, let's get straight into the action. Made a note of the Antipost market prior to us pre-recording the show, and not an easy start to the program. If we look at race 1, a maiden plate where 11 runners will line up at the 1200, 4.55 to 1 each of 2. Number 2, Light the Fire, at 4.55 to 1, along with number 7, Dungeon Master, at 4.55 to 1. Then it's 5 to 1, all of 6, Eric's Legacy, and 9, War Emperor. 5.56 to 1, number 1, Task Force. Then it's 6.25 to 1, number 4, Dubai Dude. 7.14 to 1 and upwards, the others. Not an easy start. Probably the best ways to play swingers and trifectas and quartets in the opener. If I were to nail my colours to the mast, having looked at the form, I see number 1, Task Force, and number 7, Dungeon Master. They renew rivalry. There's not much in it between these two. Number 7, Dungeon Master, has had quite a few runs under the belt, so I'm going to side with number 1, Task Force. I'm going with the one that has the most improvement to come. With that run under the belt, I certainly do think that this horse would have come on leaps and bounds. From Stallgate 1, we'll have the run of the race. Upton DOM Gludwa retains the ride. I also do think that with any amount of natural improvement to come, the one to beat. So, we're going 1 Task Force to win it, ahead of number 9, number 7, Dungeon Master. For 3rd, number 9, War Emperor. And 4th, number 2, Light the Fire. Place accumulator. That starts in race 3. Race 2, first leg of the bypot. You need to be on by 16:15. I'm looking no further than the favourite in race 2. There's open maiden, number 4, Priory Terrace. 1.52 in the market. Has found the frame in all 3 starts to date. Yes, has been expensive to follow, but I do think can make amends for the boys. Last time out was a bit unlucky. Didn't get the best of starts, but was finishing off the race nicely. Also do think will strip a whole lot fitter. Second run after race. Callan Murray from Stallgate 4. I think if this horse jumps on terms, will be the one to beat. So we're going 4 Priory Terrace to win race 2. Ahead of number 3, Pizzazz. For 3rd, number 11, Champagne Problems. And 4th, number 6, Chimes at Midnight. Place accumulator, race 3. 10 to 5 is the off. Race 3 is a maiden plate. 14 runners plus 1 reserve. 1.43 is the price of the favourite, number 7, Green Glow. Number 2, Sword Speed, is at 5 to 1 along with 6, Director, at 5 to 1. You can get 7.14 about number 10, Red Cardinal, and 8.33 to 1 and upwards the others. This favourite has been a bridesmaid on both occasions, so let's see if we can beat it. I think so. I've then found number 2, Sword Speed, as my first choice selection. I'll tell you why. This horse ran an absolute cracker on debut. Lost a length, was green, but was finishing hand over fist, only to be beaten. A short head at the line, was certainly touched off when they hit the finish. That was a good debut over 1400, and the manner in which this horse finished off tells me he will enjoy the step up to 1600 metres. The form line of his last start has also been franked by the horse that finished 6th, Orskull Red Piper. And with any amount of natural progress to come, that's the one I'm siding with. 2 Red Sword Speed to beat number 7, Green Glow. For 3rd, I'm going with number 6, Director. And 4th, number 10, Red Cardinal. Race number 4 on the programme is a maiden plate fillies and mares. 14 runners will line up at the 1400. 2.5 to 1 each of 2. 7 Crimson Typhoon. 10 Amelia's Legacy. They're both priced up at 2.5 to 1. The first time at number 5, Thought Control at 4 to 1. 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm going to side with one of the more fancied runners in this race, and I'm going to go with number 7, Crimson Typhoon. I thought that was a very, very good debut run on the Poly over this trip. Was slow, but was certainly finishing off very nicely in the closing stages. Would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt, and with any amount of natural progress to come, I do think that this horse will take a power of beating, bearing in mind that Light of Gabriel went close again the next time, so there's everything to like about number 7, Crimson Typhoon. That's the first choice selection, ahead of number 10, Amelia's Legacy. For third, I'm going with number 8, Levitator, and fourth, number 4, Echo. Race number 5, first leg of the first jackpot. It's a Sea Stakes, over 2,400 metres. Now, there are a few of them renewing rivalry, and a few things we need to take into consideration. 6, the Mikado, who's fancied in the market at 3.03 to 1, is 3 kilos better off at the weights with number 5, Continental Express. That was for a 1.4 length beating. That should be enough to turn the tables. 5, Continental Express, who is also 3.03 to 1 in the market, is 2 kilos better off at the weights with number 2, Spectacular. And that was for a 1.1 length beating. So that should also be enough to turn the tables. Spectacular is at 4 to 1 in the market. 11 Rodriguez is at 7.14 to 1 in the market. So who am I going to side with in race 5? I'm going to go with number 5, Continental Express, purely because if you look at this horse's form, loves 2,400 metres. In fact, has won both the starts over 2,400 metres. Last time out of a 1900 was second and certainly was finishing off nicely. Staying on at the business end of affairs over this distance for 4 runs, has had 2 wins, a second and a third. So, lots to like about number 5, Continental Express, a model of consistency. The penultimate win was over the course and distance. That's the one I'm going to go with. 5, Continental Express, to beat number 6, the Mikado. For third, I'm going with number 11, Rodriguez, and fourth, number 2, Spectacular. Moving on to race number 6. This is a D Stakes. 9 runners will contest this race over 1,000 metres. And in race number 6, 1 Capolino is the favourite at 2 to 1, 3.03 to 1, number 5 Prankster. You can then get 4 to 1 about number 7 of Vernie Princess, 6 to 1 and upwards the others. Capolino the favourite, 4 kilos better off at the weights with number 7 of Vernie Princess, and that was for a 1.55 length beating. It does tell me that Capolino, on paper, should finish ahead of number 7, Averni Princess. But I went for her last time. I'm going to go for her again. Number 7, Averni Princess, as my first choice selection. I thought that last win certainly was a gutsy win. From the front, she stayed on nicely, kept challenges at bay to end up in the number 1 box. And the reason why I'm going for her again, she escaped with a minimum penalty of just 2 points. She's dangerous from the front. She jumps from Stallgate 7. Samanga Kamalo will jump her, get her across, get her to the front. And I do think if she's going to play come and catch me if you can tactics, she'll be a hard one to peg back. So I'm going 7 of Vernie Princess to win race number 6, ahead of 1 Capolino. For third, number 5 Prankster, and fourth, number 6 Rhythm. Race number 7 on the card is a middle stakes, a race for fillies and mares. This one over 1,000 metres. This one has certainly got a wide open look about it. 4 to 1, number 3, Captain Christie. There's money for number 5, Summer Winter, into 4.55 to 1. Then it's 5 to 1, all of 7, Vision to Achieve. 9, Princess Hannah. 10, Siesta Sunset. They're all at 5 to 1. And it's 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm going to side with number 3, Captain's Christie. This horse, if you look at the course and distance record, for 3 runs, has won once, finished second once, and finished third once. This horse certainly is all about the action, always there and thereabout. Stayed on nicely when fourth last time out, that was on the Poly. The form line of that race has been franked by the horses that finish ahead and behind her. The one ahead of her was a horse called Rainbow Reward in third, and the horse that finished behind her in fifth was a horse called Master Josh. They both come out and frank that form line and I do think that Captain's Christie could be rewarded for consistency. So, we're going 3 Captain's Christie, ahead of 10 Siesta Sunset, 2 Winter Rainfall, and 9 Princess Hannah. 8th race on the card. This is even more difficult to find a winner. You could probably do this and hope that it lands on the right one. Here are plenty that you can make a case for. And the betting also suggests that it's a minefield. Number 1, Golden Rule, is at 4-1. 2 Winter Games, 5-1. Then it's 6.25-1. The likes of 3, Plaza Accord, 5 Amor Fatigue, and 14 Imposing. They're all at 6.25-1. And you can get 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Not easy, but a lot of them are renewing rivalry, especially if we take the form of the race that was won by number 14, Imposing, into account. Imposing, in fact, picked up a 4-point penalty for that last win, and hence the reason I think that Imposing, despite going for the hat-trick, can get beaten. So, the horses that are renewing rivalry include number 3, Plaza Record, number 5, Amor Fatigue, 7, Rosh Kadesh, 11, Weekend Warrior, 12, Stars in Heaven. Of those, I'm going to side with number 5, Amor Fatigue. This horse certainly was running on very strongly in the closing stages last time out. This horse is also 5 kilos better off at the weights for being beaten ahead by Imposing last time out. That 5 kilos, more than enough to turn the tables. Dizan Low claims the 4 kilos. That's the one on board. That's the horse I'm signing with. 5 Amor Fatigue to beat number 3, Plaza Record. For third, I'm going with number 14, Imposing, and fourth with number 2, Winter Games. That takes me on to the lucky last, race number 9 on the card. This race jumps under the lights at 8:20 on Friday evening. A Class 4 fillies and mares benchmark, 82 over 1,200 metres. Here, I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 2, Queen Braganza. This one from the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock. This horse produced an impressive debut. You couldn't have asked for better. That was an easy win on the poly over 1,000 metres. That certainly tells me that this horse will enjoy the step up to 1,200 and certainly will give us a good run for our money on the turf. She does take on a lot stronger, but I do think she's equal to the task at hand. With any amount of natural improvement to come with that run under the belt, to me she's the horse to beat. So I'm going 2 Queen Braganza to win the last, head of 6, Are You Sure? Then in third place in race number 9 on the card, I'm going with number 8, Princess Goldie, and for fourth, number 7, Thingamabob. That takes care of our preview of racing under the lights at Hollywood Beds Gravel on Friday evening. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable evening. Till next time, from me, Ravon, cheers for now.